TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Now I'm recording. It's awesome.
Are you recording out of your microphone?
Yep.
Okay, good.
Neat. Welcome to sound check. No.
You're not recording.
I am recording. I thought we were.
All right, then really let's get the fuck on with it.
Because Noah's still drumming on his desk.
No, that was me.
I was drumming on my desk.
Oh, Tim was drumming. I'm sorry,
you're
Noah.
You're right, you stupid queef.
That's
Woo,
me.
He
I am.
You a pussy fart.
I am an escape.
That's right.
Of
my name's Bone Queef. Bone, like you hit your arm and hurt your funny bone. Queef, as in pussy fart.
Okay.
From a Comedy Bang Bang sketch that made me laugh way harder than it should have.
Tim's a silly little. Wait, say it again, Tim.
My name Bone Queef. Bone as in them hard shits inside your body. Queef as in a pussy fart. Every time the dude would introduce himself, he would do that, and it was a different. It was a different setup for Bone every time, but it was always a pussy fart for Queef. and one of the other characters is like, I think we all know what a bone is. I think that's the least hard thing that you have to explain.
Oh man, who did it?
I can't remember the dude's name. It was like, it was the 8th anniversary of Comedy Bang Bang, and there was a shit ton of people on there, so I don't remember who was who.
Okay, so it wasn't Paul Tompkins.
No, but he was on there, and he was funny too.
Okay, we should probably sync.
Probably yes. Okay, here we go.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb, an extremely obscure stand-up comedian. I started this podcast because I thought it might be interesting to find out what makes a comedian laugh. In my case, it's my two old roommates, Andy and Noah. They're not comedians, but they always used to make me laugh. But now we don't live together anymore. So, we decided we'd do this podcast every week and try and make each other laugh and record it so maybe you make a few of you laugh as well.
This week, Andy's feeling a little under the weather. I take my kids to some carnivals, Noah and I both see Wonder Woman, and we all talk about our recent Netflix views. And when you hear this sound...
It's me, your girl, Bone Queef. Bone like a dog and queef like a pussy fart.
That means we've put a link to whatever we were just talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast.
Yeah.
Welcome to TanCast.
We are the best TanCast you have ever heard.
Well, provided this is your first.
And you never listen to another after.
We are the best podcast named TanCast in the world.
That is a fact.
And also the worst TanCast podcast named TanCast in the world.
Sadly, that is also a fact.
Buddy.
I am T, the best podcaster named Tim on a podcast named TanCast that you have ever heard.
I am A, the best Andy named Andy who has a cold right now and is going to be causing extra diarrhea in your ears that you have ever heard.
I'm Noah, the N on the podcast, the best Noah on the podcast named TanCast that you ever heard in the world. In the universe. I didn't say
in
that.
The universe. Oh, goodness.
I'm doubling down, guys.
But what if there's a TanCast on Nebular 4 or something, and they fucking rock that shit?
Mm-mm. Yeah. It's called... It's very hard to pronounce.
It's called TanCast.
Gleep, glop, 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 glop.
And it's hosted by Adam Carolla, clone number 37. Jesus.
Gleep as in gleepity glop gleep, and gloop as in pussy fart.
What's the name of that Klingon phrase? Kapla?
Kapla?
Is that what it is?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Ka as in kaka, pla as in pussy fart.
It's so stupid.
Comedy Bang Bang, I'm stealing your bits.
Come at me, bro.
I'm all up in your base stealing your bits.
Fuck.
Okay.
Okay.
Just like all the memes right that just pass through our life, and then like I just totally forget about like all your base belong to us.
Yeah, it's okay.
And the memes never go away.
No, yes. They're out there. I just forget about
you,
them.
You simply get old and forgetful.
So true. So true.
Speaking of getting old, how the fuck was everyone's weeks?
How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it bleak? We'll find out on our very next segment. How was your motherfucking week?
Well, as you can probably tell by my voice, I got me some sick.
And also by the fact you mentioned it already, but yes. Please, beat this point to death.
Yes. Went to California to visit my in-laws. We're going to go to a rodidio and also, you know, just hang out with them and do shit in town. And we were in the middle of our fun Saturday plans the day before the rodeo, and started to feel like, breathing is getting less and less pleasant as the morning wears on. And then I hopped down from something moderately high, and every joint screamed at me. Like, joints that had nothing to do with arresting my fall at the bottom of it. I just, like, my pinky just screamed at me. And that is an absolute sure sign that I got a cold. If all my joints hurt and I can feel my skin, I got a cold. So, cut Saturday short. I spent a lot of time sleeping, trying to make sure that I was ready to go to the rodeo with them. Then Drew got sick. Caitlin took his temperature, and it was 105. She's Ooh. Like, oh, that's like death temperature. Then she took it again, and it was 103. Then she took it again, and it was 104.8. I'm like, at this point, I think we distrust the thermometer. I don't think we assume our child is dying. So we got a different and non-shitty thermometer, and it was consistently telling us that he was in, like, the high 102s.
Is 105 okay. really death?
No, like, 107 or 108 or something like that is, like, where your brain, like starts to shut down. But 105 is, like, that's starting to get risky.
Okay. Yeah.
They play all the hits from Phil Collins and Phil Collins and Philip Collins.
Mm-hmm. And Philip J. Collins.
Yep, and every once in a while they throw in some Genesis.
Oh, fuck, I wish I could find that.
Only Phil Collins era.
Genesis?
No, there was this it was a parody, Tim, of those old radio ads, and it was talking about how much variety they play, and like they were saying different things, but they kept being Phil Collins over and over again until eventually it was just they were saying Phil Collins over and over again. Ah, this is amusing. And then at one point, like towards the end, this guy goes, Philip Collins? Like that was a switch. I don't know. It was amusing at the time.
Silly.
I worked in radio and I could relate.
Yes.
If they swapped out Philip Collins for Smash Mouth.
No, Creed. You guys were all Creed all the fucking Creed time.
And also Smash Mouth.
Is Smash Mouth still around?
Somebody once told me.
Pretty sure they're not dead, if that's what you mean.
I mean, still making music, making money.
I know they're still tweeting angry tweets at people who shit on them.
Yes.
Okay.
It's me, your girl, Bone Queef. Bone like a dog and queef like a pussy fart.
I don't mean famous people who shit on them. I mean anyone who shits on them. Joe Blow Nobody, if you make a Smash Mouth joke and they catch it, they will snap back at you.
Yep.
Take that.
And their legion of fan will probably retweet it, and it'll just be...
I was like, well, clearly you have not a lot of time to... I mean, clearly you have plenty of time to do this instead of working on albums or touring.
Mm-hmm. Making music that no one wants to hear. No.
Zing! Take that, Smash Mouth, who was actually successful at one point.
Yeah, you can go with Smash Mouth. I will say I enjoyed some of your songs. I'm not gonna lie.
I enjoyed many of their songs. Walking on the Sun? Sure. I'll even throw my chips in on All-Star. I know it got overplayed. I still liked it.
All right.
What's that one that was in Can't Hardly Wait?
Oh.
Can't remember. Their cover of Why Can't We Be Friends? I enjoyed that as well.
Oh, yeah. Why Can't We Be Friends? Yeah, that was a good one. You know what, Smash Mouth? You're not bad.
Yeah.
Welcome to Tancast 403, or 407, whatever fuck number this is, where we half remember the hits of Smash Mouth.
We sort of remember the 90s.
I think I remember the 90s.
They were more the aughts, I believe.
Probably. But wasn't the first Shrek like 98 or something like that?
I'm pretty sure I was working for the radio station, so that would make it the aughts.
Oh.
As in you ought to know.
Ha ha! 2001. Tim is right.
I knew a thing.
About something.
Mostly a thing. He was.
Oh, I'm a believer. Sure. That was their big cover.
Oh, yes.
And I saw her face. And now I'm a believer. Well, whatever.
Then I came on it.
No. I mean, yeah, if she said that was okay, then you can do that.
Yeah, as long as she gives you the green light.
Yeah.
It's those two red bendy flashlights from the airport, and she's just waving you mm-hmm. towards her face.
just guiding you in.
Then the morning comes. Can't get enough of you, baby. That's the one I'm trying to think of.
Are you Googling the hits?
Of you, baby.
No, I was just thinking of them off the top of my head.
You are a liar.
What? How dare you?
You are a dirty little liar.
How dare you?
Yeah, tell us, I don't know. What else is going on with you two?
Yeah, that was pretty much it. I mean, I do not live an exciting life. Oh, I did go to Chattanooga again this weekend to help my brother try to further complete the house that they're now essentially camping in.
Christ. If this was an episode of fucking Love It or List It, I'd be like, list that shit already.
Do you watch that show too?
It's like a five-parter by this point. Could join us next week when we finally put the fucking cabinets in.
Oh, no, the cabinets are in.
They're really stretching this episode out.
Those are taken
care
of.
Yeah, what is it, fucking sweeps?
There still is no kitchen sink, though. So, although we almost got it, so there can be now. We did most of the tiling around the sink today.
That is good news.
Yeah.
No,
I don't watch that show.
Oh, okay.
But my wife watches that show, and occasionally I'm in the room.
I do not like those two.
You know why Tim's occasionally in the room? Because that's where the boobies is.
Mm-hmm. Like those two and Love It or List It?
Nah, they're faux, like, we hate each other thing. I'm not into it.
No, what if they legit hate each other?
But Property Brothers, you're on board, right?
Property Brothers and Fix Upper, I'm on board.
Yeah, Fixer Upper. Fixer Upper is actually, we recorded that shit.
Joe and Chip, they got charisma.
And they're good Christian people.
That's lovely.
So I heard.
Is one of you backing up?
No, but that's coming from me.
Okay.
I'm saving this file, is that what you mean?
No.
Maybe I'll dial this down a little bit.
I mean, throw it in reverse.
So.
That's pretty good. Yes.
Holy shit.
All right, that's enough. That's more than enough.
Tim?
I was backing up while I was doing it.
Like all the cops do.
Motherfucker, you should back that ass up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I back that ass up on my turlet.
Call me Big Daddy when you back that ass up.
On the turlet.
Girl, who is you playing with? Back that ass up.
The cold really helps that.
Thank you.
Turlet.
I took my kid on carnival rides 2 weekends in a row.
Neat.
We had a local carnival at our school right across the street. I mean, not school, church right across the street last weekend. And this weekend was the county fair. And we met Captain Jack Spare Ribs.
Ooh.
Wait, what?
He's like Captain... Yeah, there's a guy who does a little pirate show, and his name is Captain Jack Spare Ribs.
Interesting.
Does he get you high tonight?
Spends way too long talking about how he's not Captain Jack Sparrow. It's like, yeah, we know.
Probably by the fact your name is Captain Jack Spare Ribs.
And the fact that your Jack Sparrow impression is not that awesome.
What? Shocking. Really.
And you don't look like Johnny Depp.
I mean, I imagine they would get the highest quality impersonators at the county fair.
Well, what's great is a friend of my wife's, we were at a birthday party last night after the fair, and Michael had bought a map from the guy, and he walked by her, and she goes, "Did you guys go to the fair?" And I was like, "Oh, did you already go?" "No, we went a couple years ago. We see him every year when we go." I'm like, "Wow, Captain Jack Spare Ribs has a following." Hey there, Editor Tim popping in here. In between recording this and editing this, I looked up Captain Jack Spare Ribs, and apparently it's the 6th year in a row he's been voted best family entertainment in the San Francisco Bay Area. So, what the fuck do I know? Apparently he's doing quite well. I came in second in the comedians you've never heard of in the Bay Area. I would have come in first, but not enough people have heard of me. Anyway, back to the show.
Hey, honey. Can you check the website to make sure Captain Jack Spareribs is going to be there? I don't want to go if he's not going to be there.
Yeah, we don't want to go too early and miss Captain Jack Spareribs.
He's the best part of the fair.
He's the only part of the fair.
Oh, damn it. There was something I wanted to talk about last week, and I forgot about it, and I've forgotten about it again.
Was it a movie? News?
No.
Trump?
Something that happened that I wanted to make fun of.
Was it the fact that I had a cold? It was something about me. You wanted to make fun of me. I mean,
No.
I mean,
really?
It's a given we won't want to make fun of you, but...
Yeah, that's just incidental.
Oh, okay. Don't feel the need to plan for it or anything?
It's just built in time. It's already built into our schedule.
Okay. It's extemporaneous. Ooh, like the night.
What's that word mean, Tim?
That means just sort of... off the cuff is not the right way to say it, but... Like,
oh, yeah.
Fleeting.
Oh, okay.
If you watch the Steve Martin movie Roxanne, you can watch the main character misuse it several times.
Yes, and it is wonderful.
Like, you misusing it in purpose, like they wrote it on purpose that way, or?
Yes. So Steve Martin uses it once correctly in his ear, and then his earphone goes out, and he has to try and come up with things to say, and so he keeps trying to use extemporaneous in a sentence, and hilarity.
Yeah.
Hilarity ensues.
Fuck, I wish I could remember what the fuck it was. Game night? We did stuff at game night.
We did.
Butt stuff?
No.
We did butt stuff at game night.
Okay.
We did not do any butt stuff at game night.
No, we did butt stuff at game night. Don't leave, Tim.
Don't leave?
Don't believe, Tim.
Okay. Oh. I never do.
I'm like, I wasn't leaving. This is my house.
No, not since the pigeon incident.
I have a question for you guys. Hmm? What is, like, when two words have the same ending, and obviously it's connected. What is that? Is that the root of the word, or what is that called?
Same ending? The root is typically the middle. The ending is the suffix.
Like pedestrian and equestrian.
Yeah, that's a suffix.
Okay.
Yeah, because the root is, I think it's pedis and equus, which means feet and horse.
What does trian mean? Does that mean something?
Yes, but I can't remember what the breakdown is.
Okay. It means nipple titties.
I mean, assume it has a similar meaning for both.
Yeah, it's relating to feet and horses, but I'm not positive. And I'm sick, so I get to be dumb this episode. I don't have to be the smart one.
You're never the smart one.
Oh!
Oops, check pal, the tapes.
Oops, pal, surprise! I don't know where that's from, but that's in my head somewhere.
It's because when the dude said the oops pal, he was trying to flow and he sucked at it, and then he goes oops pal surprise. Oh, and he's owing his own oops pal surprise, and everyone was looking at him like, oh, okay, like whatever the rap battle version of oh bless your heart is.
Noah,
yeah,
you excited about the Warriors on Monday?
Are they coming out to play? Yay.
Yeah, they could win it all.
Right, they're 3-1 now?
Yeah.
Why do you know this, Tim?
Warriors.
Because people around me know this.
Okay. I happened to go to a bar and get food when the Warriors were playing, and I was with Erin, and she knew that they were up 3-1, or 3-0 at the time. And if they had won that game, then they would have gone on to the playoffs, right?
No, this is it.
The championship.
This is the playoffs.
Once they win, they won.
Oh, this is it. This
is the NBA Finals, son.
Oh, all right.
This is the big show, not the wrestling.
They need to put down LeBron. Yeah. Suck it.
Yeah.
I feel like I can only name, like, maybe two, maybe three current basketball players. Wait. I can name one other one because Erin is attractive. Oh.
Is Kobe Bryant still playing?
No.
He is not?
I don't believe so. Andy?
Okay, I'm down by one.
I got LeBron James.
Yes.
And I want to say Kirby Puckett.
There's no way he's still playing.
Isn't Kirby Puckett a baseball player, though?
I have no idea. I know Steph Curry is on the Warriors.
Steph Curry, yes. LeBron James, and Clay somebody
Aiken.
Plays Warriors. What?
Aiken?
Nope. Couldn't get...
No,
not Clay Aiken, you fuck.
Oh, okay.
Oh, and then the other one I don't know is Yao Ming. Is he still playing?
Oh, shit, I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
I think he's been retired for a while. Oh, what's that Lin Sanity guy? I don't know. I don't remember who he is
Lin.
His actual name is, but Lin is in there somewhere.
Jeremy Lin? Jeffrey Lin.
Yeah, sure. Why not him?
Jeremy Lin. I want to say Jeremy.
You know, we should start a sports podcast.
That would be hilarious.
What's his name? He got some baskets.
Like, we won't look anything up. We'll just try and remember what happened in sports that day from what we heard in the ether. Like, I know the Dodgers played the fuck. They had red shirts. I think there was a C on their jersey.
I mean, I didn't actually watch the game. I think I
saw
a picture.
I don't know who won.
When I was browsing my Google News, a picture flew by, and I was like, something happened.
A Red Sea? That's got to be the Houston cocksuckers.
Oh, I thought you were going to go for some sort of Bible joke.
Oh, no.
Red Sea.
Oh, damn.
Harding it.
Damn it. It was right there. Jeremy Lin is still active. He plays for the Brooklyn Nets.
Sweet.
I looked it up.
Like, who plays on the Bulls? I don't know. Anybody? I mean, I'm sure people must play on this team. They're still around, aren't they?
I mean, I kind of want to guess Scottie Pippen and Michael Jordan, but I think I may be off a couple of years.
A little bit.
Yeah?
Is Dennis Rodman still playing on teams in between going to North Korea?
Oh, presumably.
He's retired, I think, right? He's got to be retired.
Yeah, I was joking. I just wanted to talk about the fact that he went to North Korea.
Yeah.
I didn't really want to talk about it. I just wanted to say that, and then I was done.
You're like, I know something about something. Yeah. I was hanging out with Aaron in the Magic Johnson's commercial. A commercial of Magic Johnson came on, and I was like, he's got AIDS, like, kind of smiling. She's like, is that funny? I'm like, no, it's not really funny, but he's still alive, and that, you know, so it's not so bad. And he looks pretty healthy.
As some comedian said, that dude's going to die of old AIDS.
That would be Chris Rock, right?
Was it? No.
Wait, was it?
I don't think so.
I feel like it was either Rose account or Chris Rock, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, I know. You always get those two confused. One of the most successful comedians in the modern era and a handful of people who've gone nowhere. AIDS. Oh, he was... That's awful the way I got to it, but... They did a NBA edition of Mean Tweets on Jimmy Kimmel.
It's me, your girl, Bone Queef. Bone like a dog and queef like a pussy fart.
And I saw he was the freeze frame for it. I was like, you let Magic Johnson read his Mean Tweets? That's a horrible idea.
And how'd it go?
It ended up being fine. Like, just something about him sounding stupid or being stupid or something like that. I was like, oh, okay.
Oh, so I had nothing to do with AIDS?
Yeah. I was like, are you going to let Magic Johnson read some sort of hateful AIDS tweet? I don't think that's cool, man. Like, Magic Johnson, stop listening to this podcast.
Yeah.
We made some AIDS jokes a minute ago.
Yeah.
It's too late if he's listening.
Reference you lingering at death's door.
All right.
Like, a couple more times.
No, I think he's fine. I mean, I hope he's not.
I mean, he looked fucking great on that show. Yeah. Oh, that's what... Somebody said, like, it looks like Magic Johnson sopped AIDS up with a biscuit.
Oh, that's terrible.
Because he's heavy.
Yeah. You know, they say that money can't buy happiness, but apparently it can buy you the cure for AIDS.
Really? Tell Freddie Mercury that.
Wrong era. At that point, it couldn't buy you the cure for AIDS.
Ah, bummer.
Oh, see, that's the problem, is that Freddie Mercury had gay AIDS and Magic Johnson has straight AIDS.
I had straight AIDS once in high school. My mom bought me an ice cream cone.
Good job, son.
Wait, are we saying the same word?
I feel like we are.
So, Noah, did you ever see Wonder Woman?
I did. Did Andy see it?
Andy?
I still have not seen Wonder Woman.
You're a piece of shit.
I am a piece of
Home
shit.
Home Alone doing nothing? Why didn't you see fucking Wonder Woman?
Because I was going to go see it with my wife.
You can still go see it with your wife.
I can do two things.
That's how movies work. You can see them as many times as you want.
Yeah, that is true. But you don't realize the depth of shit that I get when I do things that, like, we're going to be us things by myself.
That's why you never say you did it.
That is a good point.
Yeah. See,
the thing
is,
you guys are underestimating what an idiot I am.
Because yeah, when you don't talk all the time, it's easy to keep secrets.
I know, but again, Tim.
You have to fill every empty silence with words and thus incriminate yourself.
Again.
We're not robbing anything together.
I'm an idiot.
Idiot.
Yeah, because I'll get in trouble for things like, man, I was stuck in the airport for a long time and I was trying to find a show to watch, so I put on this one show. We were going to watch that show together. Oh, shit. Well, it was okay because, you know, like 5 minutes in, there was a sex scene. And I was like, oh, I should not watch a sex scene in the middle of the airport. So I put on another show. We were going to watch that show together, too. Oh, well.
Fuck.
Well, it was okay.
Sounds
because
like we need
to
get on this.
Yeah. Yeah. Because on the flip side, there have been so many times where I'll be like, okay, so since we're going to watch this together, let's watch this. No, I don't feel like it. Okay, well, I do feel like it, so... How about you let me know as soon as you feel like watching it, and then we're going to watch it. Okay, well, I don't feel like watching it yet. Okay, well, I'm continuing to feel like watching it, so I'm starting to feel like I'm going to watch it. And then there's a
That's
fight.
That's why I'd be single. I watch it when I want to watch it.
And then nobody touches Andy's penis for a while.
I'm like, hey, Noah, you want to watch this show now? Yeah, I do. Let's do it.
Whereas I'm like, yeah, we'll eventually get around to this most latest season of Modern Family. I think, like... the election hasn't happened yet. That's how far behind we are in Modern Family.
Ooh. Are they...
There's still hope.
They're not talking about current topics, though, right?
Not really, but the commercials are all like, who should you vote for?
Got it. Yeah.
And I'm like, that ship has sailed.
America's was clearing.
It sailed, run aground, and is filling with water.
I was clearing a backlog of a show that I'm pretty sure was just a me show, but just in case it wasn't, I am not going to say what show it was. And I was like, man, there are a lot of commercials with just like Christmassy things and like people getting snowed on. That just seems high. Oh, yeah, that's right. This has been on there for a year and a half because this isn't last December's ads. This is the December before that.
Now they're vintage.
They are. I'm like, oh, the heady days back when Obama still had a year left on his presidency.
Obama, I haven't heard much about lately. I hope he's doing well.
He just absconded. No, he not absconded, but he just went to Canada to have a meeting with, what's the guy's name?
Justin
in Canada.
Trudeau.
Okay, I was going to say Trudeau, but there was already another prime minister named Trudeau. His father, I assume?
Yeah, I believe so, yes.
Okay, that always confuses me.
Yeah.
Anyway,
because Bush, Clinton, not at all confusing.
Nope.
Okay.
Because I at least know those players a little more because I live in the country they ruled over.
Oh, fair enough. Neat.
Thank you. Anyway, it was like right after Trump pulled out of the Paris thing and then Obama was over there meeting with, I think it was both him and Angela Merkel. Because somebody memed it and said, I'm glad you both could make it. I'd like to talk to you about the Avengers Initiative.
I'd be okay with that.
And then the president of France was involved. And then, I can't remember who else, but other people were.
Yeah, other
people. And then Michelle Obama was batting cleanup. I guess what I'm saying is, Wonder Woman was great.
That's good.
You enjoyed it, Tim?
I did, thoroughly.
That's
How
good.
About you?
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Apparently it had the least drop-off for the second weekend for any $100 of any $100 million grossing movie since like Force Awakens, Spider-Man, and like two others.
Wow.
So more people are coming back is the point.
Yeah, like I tried to go see it on Thursday at, you know, the week after it came out, and it was sold out. I was kind of surprised. I was like, okay. Like, but then me and Aaron saw it, and she thoroughly enjoyed it as well.
I like that you almost saw Chris's pine nuts.
I saw something that said, like, he was lying about his size or something. I didn't watch it because I was like, what the fuck? And then I watched the movie. I'm like, how did you even know? And so I'm like, it's probably something stupid.
More than likely. I saw something that was like, Wonder Woman's connection to Batman in the movie explained. And then it proceeded to just describe with more text than necessary what was on the screen. I'm like, that's not explained. That's just overanalyzing with no insight whatsoever. Yeah, we got that. He sent her a letter at the very beginning of the movie. Hello. Great job. We all read that. It was in the text. That's not even subtext. That's literally text.
Are they going to be doing, like, each one of them gets their own movie?
Well, there is a solo Batman movie in the works, but it keeps getting pushed back and delayed and stuff. But the Justice League comes out November, and there's an Aquaman movie. I think it's filming now, let's say.
Okay.
Could be. There's a Flash movie that also keeps getting pushed back because, like, they don't like the script. And then supposedly far off, there's a Green Lantern Corps movie in the works.
Hmm. You know what I noticed they didn't mention there?
What's that?
Cyborg movie.
Hey.
Hey.
Yeah.
Why isn't Superman in the Justice League trailer?
Because he's you've
dead.
Seen Batman vs. Superman, haven't you?
Wink. Wink.
Yeah.
He's dead.
Wink.
You're
fooling all of us. He's not
Wink.
In this movie. He's dead. Marketing.
Well, no, but I mean, I guess they made it pretty obviously he wasn't dead at the end.
Spoilers.
No, it was magical pixie dust making things float. That wasn't Superman.
I totally forgot about that. And I was like, oh, all right. I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, it's dumb. I don't know why they're trying to keep that mystery as though we all thought that was it.
They're bringing out the Justice League and killing Superman before it starts? How bold.
I think that's one of the great things about Wonder Woman. It really didn't have to do a lot of, like, this is how this ties into the next one and the previous one. It just had that one scene in the beginning. Like, we're going to pay off that picture we showed you in Batman vs. Superman. And then they proceeded to do that.
Aaron was asking, like, I was just discussing with someone, and I was like, I have no idea, maybe just because of that picture, why they set it in, like, a past time, as opposed to all the other movies, like, that are set in present day, pretty much. You know what I mean?
Oh, well, it's kind of like, it's kind of like Captain America. That's her story, is that she started, she's been at it for a while.
Mm-hmm. Oh, although, yeah, I guess she did do that with Captain America. All right, fair point.
Although technically in the comics, she did start in World War II, but I think they wanted to make it not exactly the same as Captain America. Although, I'd say World War I makes more sense in terms of, A, it's a war you don't see depicted on screen as much, but B, a war that's just awful and that would draw an Amazon out to say, clearly mankind has gone nuts, look at this shit. I've got to save them by killing Ares. I'm not really spoiling that much for you, Andy. I just want you to know that.
I didn't figure.
This is all the setup for why she leaves the island. I didn't know fucking Robin Wright Penn was on in that until she was on Colbert talking about it.
Oh, I think she's just Robin Wright, right?
Yeah. Or the Princess Bride.
From the Block?
Aaron knew right away because apparently she is also on House of Cards.
Yes, she is.
Yeah, she is.
Which I do not watch, but I was like, really? That's Jenny?
You should.
I've heard good things. Someday I'll probably get around to it.
Every interview I see of them now, they're always like, do you find it hard to come up with things more ridiculous than what's actually happening in the real world? And they're like, yep.
Yeah, I haven't started the fifth season yet, but I'm eager to see how it can be crazier.
I have not seen it at all, nor do I have any great plans to see it anytime soon. But I did finish watching season 3 of The Flash.
Neat. That puts you, I think, a season and a half ahead of me.
It's good. Yeah. It was good. Like, I've already seen the crossover episodes when I watched them for Supergirl, and now it was good to go back through and like, oh, now I get the other side of this. This is neat. And I got to see Supergirl again. I'm like, I miss you, girl. How you doing, girl?
Hey.
Supergirl.
Hey, Supergirl. How you doing, girl? Hey, girl. Can I talk to you for a second, girl?
You're so Supergirl.
Tim, was there any nods to, like, the Wonder Woman, and you don't have to say what it was, the Wonder Woman TV show? Yeah.
According to the director, there were. I gotta admit, as much as I liked the show, I haven't watched it in a long time, so if there were, they all flew over my head.
Okay.
Someone said, she didn't spin once. And then someone else goes, was the invisible jet in there? And she goes, no. I'm like, how do
you
know?
Are you sure?
Yeah, I was like, what if there'd be like, you blew spinning, my mind. Or maybe the, maybe a little piece of the music.
Yeah,
like,
I would think they would put it in somewhere. I don't remember hearing it. Although in the new Spider-Man movie, they made an orchestral version of the cartoon theme song.
Did you also see that Donald Glover is in it?
Donald Glover is in Spider-Man?
Yes.
I did not know that.
I saw a trailer and there was a scene and he's there briefly. I was like, oh, that's funny. Because at one point he tweeted about being Spider-Man and the internet was like, what the fuck? Spider-Man can't be black.
Oh, really? Because I thought most of the internet were like, I heard the part of the internet that was super pissed off he wasn't going to be Spider-Man. Like, we've had enough of Peter Parker. We want to see Miles Morales.
I figured that, you know, he was in it because of that.
Could be. Michael Keaton was on Jimmy Kimmel and they were, Jimmy Kimmel was talking to Michael Keaton about the upcoming, he's like, yeah, man, Spider-Man is one of my favorite comic book characters. He's like, what the hell, man? He's like, well, I know you play as Nemesis. He's like, no, fucker, I'm Batman. And he's starting to leave. It was amusing. He's like, did that come up on set? He's like, yeah, constantly.
He is the knight.
The dark.
Indeed. Man, I just looked it up. The Mummy and Pirates of the Caribbean both got shit reviews.
That is correct. However, the Pirates are still making all the money. Don't you worry about the Pirates.
Yeah.
That's really shocking. They looked like both high-quality movies.
I sense sarcasm.
Yeah. I mean, you know, they could be good. They could have been good for what they were. Neither one sold me on the trailer, though.
I read the plot. For some reason, the entire plot synopsis is already on Wikipedia, like beginning, middle, and end. Like, normally they keep it kind of vague. Like, they explain the entire thing. I was like, that sounds dumb as shit.
For which one?
The Mummy, sorry.
Okay.
And you know this is supposed to be kicking off their entire dark universe, right? With all the movie monsters, like, and they're supposed to do like a big Avengers type thing with Dracula and Frankenstein and all that shit. And when I say kicking off, I mean re-kicking off, because Dracula Untold or whatever was supposed to be the kickoff, but nobody liked it.
Which one was that one?
The one where the Dracula turned out to like be sold his humanity to save his family or something. It came out a couple years back.
Was that the medieval version? Like, it was kind of
was
set
it medieval?
In, like
yeah, it was set in olden times, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I vaguely remember that.
And I think the guy who played Dracula, wasn't he also the guy that was in the Hobbit movie, the archer bard?
I'm going to have to take a hard pass on that one, Noah.
Possibly.
Luke Evans is his name. And yes, he was
indeed. I'm just going to go for maybe.
Okay, he was indeed Bard the Bowman in The Hobbit.
Well, see, what do you need us for?
How about this, Tim? He's Gaston in the live-action Beauty and the Beast.
Still haven't seen that. I'm going to have to pass again.
Yes, I'm on board with that one. Now I know.
All right, well, we got one confirmation.
All right.
I'm waiting for that to come on Netflix. I love that all the Disney movies come to Netflix now.
That is pretty nice. But apparently a lot of Fox products are going away from Netflix, which means we only have about, 20 days? Less than that. 19 days left with Futurama.
Sorry, go ahead.
Why are they taking Fox products off Netflix?
I don't know. Fox is a piece of shit, and fuck them.
Or is Fox starting their own fucking shitty streaming channel that I'm not going to watch?
I think it may be moving to Hulu. Or they may be moving a bunch of shit
you
to Hulu.
You hear me, Hulu? Fuck yourself.
Yeah. Hey, we got the same price as Netflix. That's okay. Yeah, and then you have fucking commercials. Fuck your face.
What Andy said. Your face. Fuck it.
I keep meaning to go watch Hulu. To watch the final season of Futurama again, because it was fucking good.
It was.
That's all.
I may just go and watch like all of the episodes that were going to be the last episodes again, because there's like 5 of them.
Oh. Were they all like really good? Or just because?
Oh, I mean, okay, so one of them, the one that was for a while, the final one, is The Devil's Hands Are Idle Playthings, where Fry gets the devil's hands and learns to play the holophoner. That was a really cute one. The one where Bender overclocks himself, overclockwise, that one was going to be the last one. The end of... when they had the 4, like, DVD-length episodes that they kind of made a season out of.
Yes, retroactively. I remember that.
A Wild Green Yonder, that's the name of it. I was going to say, it's the one where, like, the green chi life force is coming back. That one was... possibly going to be the last one. Was it Meanwhile or In the Meantime or something like that, the one that actually is the last one? And I want to say that there was one more.
The one that was actually the last one was very touching.
Yep. I would say that one and Devil's Hands Are Idle Playthings are probably the two most impactful of the many potential ends of Futurama. Meanwhile, that's the end of the last episode.
I always enjoyed Futurama better than Simpsons.
Early Simpsons was...
Whoa!
Yeah.
Look out Noah's window!
A giant engine going through his... going through his living room!
I even turned the gain down, right? Gain is like how sensitive the mic is.
Sure, let's say that.
Okay. I turned that down.
Who's going to argue with this? It's a podcast.
Well, some of my writers.
They can't reach us from here. We're safe.
And even if they do, we won't listen. That's not how
what?
We do.
Huh?
Hmm? You say something?
What?
Who?
Except unless you live in New Zealand, then we're all about you.
Yep. New Zealand number one. In our hearts. Forever.
And in our minds.
And in our buttholes.
Oh.
Not in my butthole. You speak for your own butthole.
Number one.
Buttholes.
With a bullet.
And a dick.
A bullet in my bubble goose. A bullet in my bubble goose.
I was at a party getting loose.
Oh, I was at a party and like they had one of those bubble machines like that just blows bubbles and the kids go nuts. Fuck, if you've got some kids around, just put one of those bubble machines on. Hours of entertainment.
Yep. Like you got to get adults high for them to enjoy bubbles in the way that kids enjoy bubbles. Like high.
Anyway, so
as
afterwards,
fuck.
There was a bunch of just like bubble juice left on the the table, and I was like, "Look, there's bubble juice. Bullet in your bubble juice," and nobody got it.
Nope.
Granted, I was talking to a bunch of kids, and they're like, "Why are you shooting the bubble juice? Don't put any bullets in our bubble juice. Why are you here?
Are you high as fuck?
Mom, get this guy out of here. He's creeping us out." All right, that went nowhere and died horribly.
Alrighty. Well, good. Good for it.
Noah, what's up with you, girl? What you been doing?
Not a whole fucking lot. You know, hanging out, smoking weed, drinking rope. No.
Mm-hmm.
Not really. went camping last weekend. That was fun. Saw Wonder Woman. That was good. I wanted to see Colossal. Didn't get a chance.
I want to see Colossal. I think I said this in our text message. I want to see Colossal, but not enough to get off the house and go see it.
Yeah.
I feel the same way.
I would have saw it in the theaters if I could have caught it, but it just didn't work out.
Oh, is it already out of theaters?
I think so. It was already playing at our limited release. Sorry?
I said, I guess it was kind of a limited release.
It
wasn't like a big budget studio thing.
Second run theater that we have here, like last week.
Oh,
so
Navy SEALs.
Navy SEALs. I watched Clerks again recently, and I don't know where that was going with that. I watched Clerks.
Good
still,
work.
Still funny.
How do you do it?
So long ago. Fifth Element. I'm excited for that new Luc Besson movie, based on whatever novel. It's like all sci-fi.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that the one with the kids?
Yeah.
Ah, it just looks so shitty to me. Not the actual plot necessarily, but like the special. I'm like, that just looks like when every single frame is outer space and animated, like I'm just like, fuck. It just looks like, I feel like you stretch your budget too thin. It just looks like a fucking DreamWorks cartoon.
Yeah.
With random people standing in it. Hi, we're here now.
Okay. I don't know. I like Luc Besson. And it's like,
That's what I'm, yeah, the content might be good. So, but I'm just saying the look of it doesn't look good. That's all I was saying. All
right, that's fair. Yeah, I don't feel like I got nothing exciting to report. Some random lady was hitting on me at Muni Station. Like,
yeah.
I was like, nope.
Love cool Noah.
Not into you?
Are you sure?
Am I sure I wasn't into her?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I checked, and I'm like, nope.
Okay. As long as you double-checked. I mean, you know, I'd feel bad if you didn't do your due diligence.
All right, yeah. I was like, hey, Noah. You checked it's this person who's sitting on you? I was like, no, I'm not. I'm like, all right, no, it's cool. It's cool.
Are you sure? Yeah, no, I'm sure. Okay.
She's like, ask me. At one point, she touched my arm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
She wanted it in.
And you were like, don't lay hands on me, woman.
I think she did. And then at one point, I like, yeah, just stopped asking her questions because like, I'm kind of done with this conversation. And I don't want to encourage you. And I just stared straight ahead.
Awkward.
You know, it was awkward.
No, but battery critical.
I was out with Aaron at a farmer's market, and there's this lady who was, attractive, and I was pointing out to Aaron, and we were whispering, and then I walk over to another part of this little stall, and this black woman's looking at me, and I smile at her, and she's like, "You talking about my daughter?" I was like, yes, she's a beautiful lady.
Well done.
She got your jeans.
Can this be over my now? Lady friend and I thought we might take her and double team her later. Your thoughts, madam?
And then she was holding a little baby that also looked very beautiful, but also very young. So I was like, probably not this lady. I'm like, is this your granddaughter? She's like, yes, that's her daughter. Like, also lovely as well. And I awkwardly stared forward for a little bit and walked away.
Noah bot battery critical.
That's my move. I'm just gonna stare at her head, not really look at you.
You gotta start like adding a bit of a flourish, like roboting into it. Or just like tip your hat and moonwalk away, because people will be like, wait, I thought he was coming towards me, but he's getting smaller.
I think my moonwalk would be sad, to be honest.
It doesn't matter.
You
just
gotta
try.
Or you could do like an actual moonwalk. Be like, it's one small step for awkward, one giant leap for getting out of this conversation.
Houston, we have a problem.
I was doing the motions like anybody in the podcast can tell, other than my voice getting farther and closer to my mic. I saw. Sorry, go ahead.
I was just saying, be careful, who you're talking about when you're out in the world. You don't know who knows that person.
Mm-hmm.
Solid advice.
Anyways, what were you going to say, Tim?
Andy, I'm pretty sure, I would imagine, has seen this. I don't know if you have, Noah, but this show, this BBC movie called In the Loop. Really? So it's Peter Capaldi is in it, and it's about like the run-up to the Iraq War, I'm pretty sure it's all fictional, but like Peter Capaldi plays like this assistant to... I guess he's assistant to the prime minister, and he just swears up a storm. It's the best.
I've never seen In the Loop, but I have seen probably 20 minutes of Peter Capaldi in the loop.
Yes. And I'd finally watched enough of those clips on YouTube. I'm like, I wonder if this is on Netflix. Holy shit, it is. And then I realized I've seen most of this movie. I just now have seen it in order and in context.
Who is Peter Capaldi?
He's the current Doctor Who.
Got it. Okay.
The Doctor.
Doctor Who.
The Doctor.
No, if I just said the Doctor, would you know what I was talking about?
No.
From Doctor Who.
See how I just cut out the middleman and said Doctor Who and everybody was on board?
Not Andy, you son of a bitch.
Oh, you had no idea what I meant? He's playing Doctor Who. What does that mean? What is he talking about?
Oh, Andy knew what you were talking about. Andy knew you were talking shit, and Andy was correcting you. Jackass.
At one point, Peter Capaldi is on the phone to somebody, and he's like,
fucking hang up, haven't you? Fucking hoity-toity.
Hey, buddy,
fucking...
hey. Enough of the curse words, all right?
Kiss my sweaty balls, you fat fuck.
I can't do it in his accent. That's what really sells it.
Oh, yeah. It's the Scottish just done with it. Especially, like, when he's threatening people who are physically larger than him, and you start to wonder, like, he's talking like he really is going to gouge out their eye sockets and fuck them.
I've already told you to fuck off twice, and you haven't fucked off. Yeah, that's Irish, almost.
It was like Scrooge McDuck.
Don't say it's in me like a charms. That's all I got.
It's anyway, the breakfast cereal.
It's on Netflix. It's worth it. It's worth your time. It's entertaining.
Very good. You know, I actually thought it was like a miniseries. I didn't realize it was just like a film.
It's a film.
Film.
Editor Tim back again. I've looked it up since we recorded it, and In the Loop is a feature film, but it's a spin-off of the BBC television series The Thick of It. So, Andy's right. It is a series, but it was also a movie. All right. Now you got all the information. Back to the show.
James Gandolfini is also in it.
That I was aware of. Because
oh,
I've
so
seen
clearly,
clips
so it was
with...
a while ago.
Yeah, I was going to say, like... Pretty sure that guy's not alive anymore. I could be wrong.
Yeah, no.
You know, you're spot on.
Yeah.
You nailed it.
Dead on. Yeah. Yeah, that shit was from 8 years ago.
At the party getting loose, kinda pulling my bubble goose.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, as long as we're streaming in our steaming piles, you guys know this, but I finished Iron Fist.
Yeah.
I would say I experienced Iron Fist.
That's all you can do.
Photons entered my eyes. It was just like, there were so many ideas. Like when you saw these little flashes, were like, oh, they should have stuck with this idea, because that would have made a weirdly compelling TV show. Nope. We're going to go back to slow-ass martial arts in just a second here, with this guy whining about whether or not he can kill people.
Yeah, it is the least compelling of all the Marvel series so far.
Yeah. Especially, I mean, like, they spent a lot of time with the whole, you know, morality of killing, where it's like, you are up against an enemy that will not just kill you, but, like, use murder as, you know, as a weapon of terror. And you know that at least some of the enemy, this is not a spoiler, because, it is, but... it was something that was established a long time ago in a previous Netflix Marvel. That some of them will come back to life after you quote unquote kill them. So them worrying about these effectively immortal ninjas who, you know, murder and terrorize and rip people's lives apart and whatever, and they're worried about the morality of it. Like, how are you proposing to put an immortal ninja into jail and keep them there? You know,
mandatory minimums.
Yeah, sure. Boom. Especially when they already know, like, how powerful this secret organization is, and, like, that it's got people on the inside of hospitals and on the inside of government and on the inside. So you really think, oh, yeah, no, this will be the first one. We're going to put them in jail. And yes, that'll be because we're good guys and we don't kill. So how many more citizens are you going to be, you know, indirectly responsible for the gory murder of because you won't just do this one thing? But then again, I mean, I guess, you know, Batman would then also be indirectly responsible for, like, everyone that Joker has ever murdered, which is a lot. Then again, I'd argue Batman is, because Batman could have fucking stopped that shit.
The life is not his to take.
What Tim
it's
said.
Not his fault that Gotham City doesn't have the death penalty. Although you'd think they'd institute it by now.
Yeah, you'd think so.
Does Gotham really
will
not have the death
of Gotham City? Gotham City?
Yeah.
I don't think
so. It's not typically something a city can just go do. It's like state level.
Oh,
I'm pretty sure they could appeal the governor and be like, yo, can we kill this one guy? I'm sure Governor Fictional would be like, yes.
I just wasn't sure if that was like a plot point in the actual universe.
Well, and a big part of the plot point is that they keep getting found, you know, mentally incompetent and put into Arkham instead of into a supermax prison that could actually hold them.
I wonder if the Hand and Hydra have ever bumped up against each other being in, you know, and when they're infiltrating these operations.
That would be funny.
Like, hey, Hydra.
I'm trying to do this shit. No, I'm fucking running this shit.
I think it'd be hilarious if they keep, like, trying to, like, cross-recruit each other. Like, Hydra Bob just keeps getting promotions.
I'd like to talk to you about the Hydra Initiative. I'd like to give you a hand. Wait, what?
Hand
is this a gay thing?
No. I mean, it's not. Later, yeah, it's not what you think. It's a hand job, yeah. I mean, a job with the hand.
I don't know why I didn't see that coming, but that made me laugh. See it coming.
Yes. Masturbation jokes.
We're scraping the bottom of the barrel of jokes and cleaning out jism.
I was going to say. Chipping off the old jizz.
And for the listener, programming note, we will be off again next week because yours truly will be in Legoland.
Neat.
Where the Legos are.
Yours truly will be enjoying a Saturday morning of bliss and then a Saturday afternoon of picking up his wife and child. And then I guess Father's Day.
Wait, you have a whole week to yourself?
Yeah, they're not coming back until like 6:30 on Saturday.
Hot damn.
Yep, but then I
you need to wake.
I blew
wake
my only actual weekend alone tiling.
Did you wake up whenever?
Well, no.
I mean, I guess you got to get to work, but yeah. Still, you don't have to wake up like early.
This is true.
That's some good shit.
It is.
That's what Noah's like every day.
Yeah, and I don't want to talk about it online, but
I'm going to
found out a couple of our friends are going Noah's way. They will be persons of leisure.
They're becoming black?
Yes, half.
Good for them.
Yep.
It's about time.
Yeah, they decided it was time for their lives to matter.
Two for Andy at the end of the episode.
Yay!
Let's sign off before he ruins it. So I think we should be... Are we okay to come back the week after that?
I think so. I may have to work it around a trip
to... The weekend of the 24th and 25th?
Yeah.
Should be good.
All right, so we should have a... So we should be off a week and then back. Kind of been our MO for the last couple... 2 weeks. On a week, off a week. On a week, off 2 weeks. On a week, off a week.
Yes, Tancast is now... Right. Podcasting weekly and bi-monthly.
We'll get it back on track someday. But in the meantime, keep fucking that chicken.
In the meantime.
Keep fucking it. Fuck the shit out of the chicken. Oh, it's a dead chicken.
No, Space Hog? Just me? Okay.
Not today, Captain Jack Spare Ribs. Did I talk about that on the show? Hopefully I did.
You did. Yes.
Okay.
You know what, though? If you didn't, punchline without a joke.
Yes, you love those.
Oh, I do. I do indeed. This week I hate coughing so hard I hurt my fucking back. And Donald J. Trump.
Remember, never trust Chris Pine to reveal how big he is. I don't know.
It ain't no joke. I'd like to buy the world a token. Teach the world.
Listening to this episode of Tancast. If you liked it, please tell your friends about it. Post about it on social media, your Twitters, your Facebooks, your MySpace if you're stuck in 2007. Subscribe to us on iTunes and maybe even write us a review on iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast on Stitcher, don't worry, Tancast is there as well. Go to Tancast.com for all your Tancast needs. Leave comments on this episode, read blogs whenever we get around to posting them, and you can find links to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and our Zazzle store. Thanks as always to DJ Technoid who created the official Tancast theme, and big thanks to Angela, who created the official Tancast artwork. All right, that's enough plugs. Time to end the show, but please come back again next week. Please!
I'm just going to take your word for that, and I will not trust him.
Don't trust
him. He's actually naked in the movie.
Oh.
Naked.
Oh.
Cupping his balls in one hand.
You had my interest. Now you have my attention.
Pine nuts.
I think I did that backwards, but no one knows what I'm referring to.
Yes. It's, whatchamacallit?
Django Unchained.
Yes.
Never seen it!
You should. It's a good film. Glim.
Never will.
Also a good film.
It's a good film.
Flim. All right. Time for this jibber jabber to end and Andy to go to sleep.
Gotta stop me jibber jabber.